Yeah, typically, as I say, I will generally think that the jury and made the right decision unless I can hear evidence otherwise. I haven't heard it yet. So.
Right, you brought up the OJ, which is very interesting for one reason, is because what was the amount of blacks on the OJ jury?
I think there was a majority. It was not exclusively black. But
then, they had an Hispanic, and they threw a white woman off of there. I remember that.
One person was let off the jury, but I don't recall the race.
Anyhow, you have the policemen being tried downtown, and there have been complaints that there are 9 or 10 whites on the jury, of his peers, and only a couple of black. Well, that's the OJ in reverse. So, hey, if the OJ decision's fine, and this, they have 10 whites and whatever, this is fine. Do you see what I'm saying, though, about, the way you're doing with juries?
I think I do, and I guess, I'm assuming you're a white collar. I'm a white
sure,
guy.
Sure, I live
here
in South St. Louis.
Would you trust an all-black jury to judge you, out of curiosity?
Pardon me?
Would you trust an all-black jury to judge you of a crime?
Probably depend what I did.
Why?
Whether or not race would come into it.
So some crimes, yes, some crimes, no. The crime is burglary or even murder, I suppose.
Well, yeah. And the other thing, I live in South St. Louis near Cherokee Street, and